Okay.
Okay.
Okay. I am a fall person.
Are you?
Are we at the table, fall people? Why or why not?
I am hands down a fall person.
Good.
That's my favorite season.
Really? Cause,
yeah, because I love the colors. I love the richness of the colors. I love how the leaves change colors. It's like a symbol of, like, change. Where it's kind of the weather and the temperature is cool, but it's not cold. And so you can pull out your comfy clothes and, like, your scarves.
The cardigans.
Yeah, put my boots on. I love it.
From WBEZ Chicago, this is When Magic Happens. I'm Taylor Coward, here with Jennifer Shea Love Long and Cheryl Jackson. And today, we are deep in our autumn bag. So we're talking about everything fall. Get your pumpkin spice lattes ready, because we're about to get real cozy.
Sources and methods, the crown jewels of the intelligence community. Shorthand for how do we know what's real? Who told us? If you have those answers, you're on the inside, and NPR wants to bring you there. From the Pentagon to the State Department to spy agencies, listen to understand what's really happening and what it means for you. Sources and Methods, the new national security podcast from NPR.
WBEZ is supported by Impact Grants Chicago. Over 400 women come together in a unique model of collective giving. Each member contributes $1,000, and together those donations grow into $100,000 grants for Chicago nonprofits that address critical challenges across the city. By pooling resources, individual gifts multiply into greater impact. Listeners can learn more about Impact Grants Chicago and past grant recipients at impactgrantschicago.org/join2025.
Cheryl, what about you?
Not a fall person.
Wow. Really?
Yeah, tell us surprised.
Why. A little. You have.
I like it hot.
Oh. Mm. Yeah.
I don't want to wear a coat. I barely want to. I mean, one, I'm menopausal. Okay, so that's a problem.
That's true.
Okay, all these layers. But even if before menopausal, I just am a summer person. I like, when I think about summer, I think about freedom.
Mm. Yes.
Fall is like, you know, for me, when I was school, college and high school and grade school, going back to school. School was so restrictive to me. Mm-hmm. I'm, you know, I'm an Aquarian. I like to be free, okay? I don't like to be on a schedule.
That's a water sign, huh?
Right. Mm-hmm. I don't like to be on a schedule. So school was not my vibe, okay? Because it's just like drudgery.
But the fresh notebooks.
See, I'm not that. I'm not
paper.
A list girl.
The pencils. Mm. Ripping everything open. Mm-hmm. Red notebook for math.
And a new lunch
purple box. Notebook for reading.
You and my sister need to get together. You and my sister need to get together. She would just write her list. She would salivate like it was Christmas list making time about her school supplies. I went with Bliss, my niece, and she was like on 10 in Target picking out all her school supplies. I'm sitting here like,
yeah. Your niece's name is Bliss?
Bliss.
That's a beautiful name.
Oh, that is a beautiful name.
And guess
who
named her?
That reminds me of fall. Yes.
No, why? It does not. No, no, it doesn't. Okay.
It's blissful.
Blissful is when it's hot outside. You don't have to wear a coat. You can just be free. You can, I don't know. And then also, can I just say this? Like, it means because I'm from Chicago. So are you, Taylor.
I am.
But I just know it's the ushering in of 7 months of clouds and cold.
Okay. I agree. It does get cloudy, but I like a cloud. I do like a cloud. And I like putting on cardigans and my UGG boots and all that. And I feel like that's the only time you can do it. Can't do it in the summer. You have a heat stroke.
Well, we don't really have a summer here in Chicago.
Really?
It's like 6 weeks.
I was pretty sweaty this summer.
It's 90 in Memphis. I just flew in from Memphis.
Oh, okay. No, not here. No. But like, I think just the activities is what I like most about fall. And so I try to do apple picking.
Nice.
I do a pumpkin patch before all the good pumpkins are gone. It's the activities for me. So do you have any fall activities, Cheryl, that you
like? I do.
Okay.
Here it is. Fall, September, the fashion magazines.
Oh.
It's lit in September. That's my big thing. Mm. You know, Vogue is the Bible. It's coming out. Glamour, L, Town and Country. I used to really watch for it, wait for it, save my money for the magazines. And it's the Super Bowl of fashion.
It is Cheryl's Super Bowl.
What about you? What activities do you like? I never had you pegged for a fall girl.
Oh yeah. Well, my birthday's in the fall.
Okay. Well,
yeah,
there you go.
Yeah.
It's your birthday today.
Yep. I'm a Libra, and
we gotta learn that new birthday song.
I know. I just heard about the new birthday song. I don't know it either, but it sounds cute.
Blow out your candles. Mm.
A.
Make a wish. That's all I know.
Oh, I don't know any of it.
And then you go up an octave, okay? So it's your birthday. So, okay, this makes sense.
But let me tell you. So growing up in New Mexico, we would always go, like, hiking in the mountains. It was also, even though there it's very, like, you know, people think of it as a desert only, but it has distinctive seasons. And this was like the transition from it being super hot to not being so cold yet, right? Mm-hmm. And just, it was beautiful. Like, you could just hike for hours. But I just always find it nice to be outside in the fall.
Yeah.
You know, anything outside. In fact, you know, like in Georgia, when all the leaves, like we have a lot of leaves in our yard, you know, just like the kids hopping in the leaves. They don't do that anymore now. But like, you know, just these little fun things that you can do. And everything's outside.
Mm-hmm.
And I love the season.
You know.
And I love the colors. That's really what it is for me.
Beautiful.
Like, it's so vibrant, and there's orange and yellow and brown and red. Like, it's just so beautiful to me.
It's also brown liquor season.
It is.
And I know that's
and
what you
girl,
like.
You right.
Okay.
Yes.
I meant to flow by the liquor store on my way here today, okay, to bring you in a bottle. But yes, so now you get to really enjoy that cognac, that scotch.
Yeah.
And look
that
at
rich
a leaf.
Bourbon.
Yeah.
Because the leaves are my favorite part too.
Really?
Yeah, I'm stuck on leaves.
It is beautiful. Mm. I have to give it to you.
Yeah.
That is the most stunning part of fall.
Yeah.
Is the turning of the leaves. Mm-hmm. It's gorgeous.
And the cognac, as you mentioned.
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
The combination.
That part too.
And also like fires. Like, you can be outside roasting s'mores and marshmallows and chocolate.
Y'all sound like the Brady Bunch, okay?
Seriously. Well, you know what? Actually, I did take my kids. Have you ever done those? They're like these off the beaten path. They look like, I can't remember the name of them, but they're off the beaten path. They look like little trailers, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you can rent one for the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And you go, and it's like you're camping, but it's got some... It's got a bathroom.
Glamping.
Yeah, glamping. Exactly.
Okay, glamping. I'm good. I'm
and
tracking.
So, yeah, and so we went out there. We brought our own, we thought we needed to bring our own firewood, so we did. Mm-hmm. We brought our own firewood and brought our own marshmallows and s'mores. And, you know, it was really cool to watch them actually build a fire, you know, and just get away from, like, the things that are modern conveniences,
mm-hmm.
even though we walked inside and the lights were on. But, you know, it was just like...
Flush your toilet.
It was just nice to, like... But it wasn't so cold. I'd say, like, 60s.
Oh, no. That's spring.
Well...
Well, yeah.
I love, like, 55 to 50 for the fall. A sweater, a boot, a hayride.
You know what I'm getting into, though?
Mm-hmm.
Starbucks's
pumpkin latte.
So good. This is my first time trying it.
Mm.
What?
I told you I'm not a fall person.
I almost broke down the door the day that they dropped.
You bum rushed the place. Okay.
I'm like, you know why I'm here.
Don't play with me.
Oh, they're so good. And I'm trying to figure out how to make a dupe at home. It's never the same. I think Starbucks did post a recipe, but you could just go.
Did they?
Pumpkin frappuccino.
Was it good?
Oh, my God. I sat in Starbucks one day for 3 hours, and they were bringing by all the samples. Yeah, I was like, yeah, I had one.
I'll take it.
Yeah, I'll take it.
So I think we noticed when we all got here, we had on a fall color palette.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What are your, like, conscious changes you make to your wardrobe when the fall comes around? What do you like? It's time to bust out this thing. Mine is my Ugg boots.
my like high heel boots, jeans.
Ooh, yeah, riding
and
boots.
Like I love turtlenecks.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That are tight.
A little yeah.
Show off that cute little body of yours. For me, it's what do I bust out? Well, sometimes I take the hair color down a notch.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, you got the blonde streaks, mm-hmm. highlights yeah. for the summer, spring and summer. Yeah. It's time to crank it down for the fall and winter. Okay. So that's number one.
Okay.
And then, yeah, I'm changing into slacks because I will be in skirts and dresses most of the time. But mm-hmm. that comes to a halt.
You get cold.
Yeah, in the winter. I cannot have my little bird legs out. It's not cute.
Do we have a favorite fall holiday?
Thanksgiving's my favorite.
Isn't it just a beautiful time?
It is. We have one side of our family. They actually have everybody come up there, and there's a turkey bowl. So it's like literally a football game that we play. Everybody, every generation has to touch the ball. Like, you know, it can't just be the athletic guys that make the touchdown. You know, everybody has to touch the ball.
That's cute.
And we all go, it's typically in like the Virginia, D.C. area. So mm-hmm. we'll take one day. We actually ride the train down to the museums and everybody gets to like sort of venture off and explore different museums that they want to go to. And then, you know, there's always just food, like all kinds
of food. So you guys do it up. You guys fly in?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And my cousin, she hosts and she's an amazing host. And she just, and then actually we don't have dinner at the house. We actually have dinner at this club and it's just a room where we're all in there. Mm-hmm. And
that's cool.
Yeah, it is.
Kind of different.
Yeah.
You know, a little unique.
Yeah. So,
but it's always something to look forward to.
A couple Thanksgivings ago, there was a boutique that was doing a pajama party, mm-hmm. you know, so Thanksgiving night. So
yeah.
me and Michelle and Bliss, mm-hmm. we had our jammies on and we went shopping. It was cute. It was fun.
That is cute.
You know,
you can spend the night at the Shedd Aquarium.
I know.
On Halloween.
You got to sleep on the floor, right?
We left early. It got so dark.
Oh, really?
And me and my brother were, like, crying a little bit. And my mom...
Oh, when you were little.
Yeah, my mom's like, my kids are not enjoying this. When it's just fish lights on and not those big museum lights,
yeah.
it's spooky.
I bet it is.
And you just hear, bum, 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 from the tank. I got to get out of here.
How old were you?
I was maybe... We were, like, Snow White and Spider-Man, so this was vintage. So maybe, like...
So this is for Halloween.
Yeah, for Halloween.
Okay.
You spend the night, so it's maybe, like... The pajama party made me think about it, because mm-hmm. it's a costume party, and then you sleep
right.
in your costume there.
That's cute.
I would much mm-hmm. prefer now the pajama party you're speaking
yes.
of. Yes. Because, yeah, I left the aquarium early. I was yeah. terrified.
Halloween I enjoy because of my nieces,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and I get involved in
yeah.
helping to them talk about their costumes, and then my job is to facilitate it and basically order it and pay for it. But they get so excited. It's like, I didn't have that really growing up. We celebrated Halloween, mm-hmm. but they like take it to another level. Mm-hmm.
Do you okay. dress up now?
No.
No?
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
Do you?
I don't.
Mm-hmm.
What do you go as? What
I'm always a cheetah.
You're always a cheetah. Leopard, head to toe.
Yeah, it's the same outfit.
Does it look cute on
it
you?
Is
That's
cute.
Right. That's
it's
right.
Got like a little tail.
Tail on your tail.
Exactly.
I love it.
Cheryl, can we get you in a jaguar, puma, tiger, an animal this year?
It'll be fun.
Dressing up is fun as an adult.
I remember once I dressed as, for Christmas, Mrs. Santa. Hot Mrs. Santa.
Okay.
There you go.
Sexy Mrs. Okay. Santa.
Hey. Sexy Claus.
Santa, baby. Sexy Claus. So check me out there. Yeah, I don't know. We'll see about Halloween. It's just a lot of effort.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I need to check my fall attitude. I do. I'm gonna work on it.
I'm gonna start slowly sending you like simple costumes. Like, look at these cute cat ears.
Yeah.
And you could just paint on a nose. Or like
you could be a cat woman. I see that on you.
Yeah.
With some stilettos.
Okay.
That would be cute.
Okay. You appeal to my vanity. Okay.
Sources and Methods, the crown jewels of the intelligence community. Shorthand for how do we know what's real? Who told us? If you have those answers, you're on the inside, and NPR wants to bring you there. From the Pentagon to the State Department to spy agencies, listen to understand what's really happening and what it means for you. Sources and Methods, the new national security podcast from NPR.
WBEZ is supported by Impact Grants Chicago. Over 400 women come together in a unique model of collective giving. Each member contributes $1,000, and together those donations grow into $100,000 grants for Chicago nonprofits that address critical challenges across the city. By pooling resources, individual gifts multiply into greater impact. Listeners can learn more about Impact Grants Chicago and past grant recipients at impactgrantschicago.org/join2025.
For Thanksgiving, it does make me nostalgic when I think about my father who passed away in 2004, October 2004. And he was hardcore college football, sports of any kind, but he's a Buckeye. This man lost his full mind over football games and hot diggity dog, because my mother didn't allow him to cuss. So hot dog at all, you know, just I'm just not figuring out that what that was code for, all of his like euphemisms. And just hear him yelling at the top of his lungs, screaming as though he's outdoors in a huge stadium, but he's right in our little living room. That's Thanksgiving.
Yeah, for me. I love that. Mm-hmm. You know, it is nostalgic. I found that the holidays for me now is a little bit harder.
Why?
Mm-hmm. Because I, you know, have to share time with my kids, right? Mm. And so some Thanksgivings I'm not with my kids, and some Thanksgivings I am. Mm. And I, you know, every year I think it's going to become easier. Mm-hmm. It's like I just miss them. I miss them being there. I miss having like some level of tradition and, you know, connectedness. And it's like each holiday I'm having to think about, when I think about the fall and change, mm-hmm. think about like, how do I create a different experience, right, you know, for myself? And so sometimes before divorce, I think I, you know, saw this time period as always being so joyful and happy and connected. Mm-hmm. And now it feels different. You know, it feels like I've had to shift how I feel about that change, right, you know, because it really is a change.
That's a big change.
Yeah.
It's a big change.
So
since it's the season of change.
Yeah.
Have you thought about being super intentional about driving change, having a different, creating new sort of traditions?
Yeah.
That maybe don't revolve around, you know, that traditional family unit.
Yeah, I think that's a great question. And, you know, I was
let's brainstorm. What would you do?
Well, I want to tell you this too, because I was at church and this woman, I started crying uncontrollably because it was like, I think it was Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. And she, you know, I just told her that I don't feel complete without my kids.
You're gonna make me
and
cry.
She started praying for me. Mm. And then she said, she stopped in the middle of the prayer. And she said, you know what, Jennifer? Something is just telling me that it's time for you to create something new for yourself.
Beautiful.
You know? And
yeah, I get so emotional.
No.
It's a beautiful story.
Thank you.
I love soft Cheryl.
Yeah, me too.
She's so cute.
We have a delicate Cheryl in there. I love it.
But no, when she said that, it did make me think about empowering myself to change, you know, and to think about how I celebrate holidays. So actually the last Thanksgiving when I wasn't with my children, I met my parents and the rest of my family in Las Vegas, mm-hmm. you know?
Nice. Nice.
Turns up. Okay.
You got it turned up.
But,
love it.
But, you know, there's things that I got to get used to it. So, like Christmas, you know, I'm not going to be with my kids this Christmas. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to get to New Zealand.
Oh, nice.
You like, legit.
You
and okay, like,
New Zealand.
I got a whole week. I'm like, watch me. That's mm-hmm. my gift to me.
Nice. I like that.
Yeah.
I like that for
Thank
us.
Thank you. Yes. Yeah. How about y'all?
There's so much, like, reflecting and looking inward because you're in the house.
Mm-hmm.
In the summer, I'm, you know.
Out.
I'm
outside.
Outside. I'm knocking on doors. I'm at the beach. And in the fall, preparing for the winter, we're just at home.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're like, oh, you know. Remember this time and remember that good time and remember, you know, like
you're reminiscing.
You're,
right.
Yeah. It's a lot of like reminiscing and thinking. I definitely think it's nice to put a new spin on going back to what you said before, like putting a spin on a sad memory
mm-hmm.
or something you're still struggling with.
Mm-hmm.
Like I lost my dad on a holiday.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have to be very like, I got to be in a good space on that holiday
because
I got to make sure that I'm not sad the whole day.
Right.
I'm still engaging with people. I'm still enjoying the holiday as much as I can.
Mm-hmm.
And so I try to use it as like a time of reflection.
Sure.
So like I'm going to think about him. I'm going to think about the day. I'm going to think of all the people that are here and be present in the moment.
Nice.
But that's definitely hard to do.
Right.
And I'm still working on it. But that holiday, that's like my reflection day. It's
mm-hmm.
like my honor my dad day, my be with my family day, and yeah, so put a spin on it.
Yeah,
that's what I say.
The thing for me with fall, it is a reminder of the cycle of life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I was on the phone out in my patio doing a work call, and I looked down, I saw this big dragonfly, and it was dead. And I was like, oh man, summer is over. Okay. Because dragonflies are totally summer.
Mm-hmm.
And so I thought about picking it up and putting it in the soil so, you know, it can be this complete, you know, cycle of life. But it is a time where it's changing and it's morphing into, you know, cycle of life, the death of certain things.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I am deeply emotional, actually, and I just struggle with that, you know, mm-hmm. letting go.
If your dad passed mm-hmm. In early October,
mm-hmm.
I will be going about my life
mm-hmm.
fine. And then like the anniversary of my dad's passing will be nearby and I mm-hmm. won't be thinking of it, but my body knows.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, why did I just cry at that Activia commercial? You know
mm-hmm.
what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
like random.
Yeah.
Because I just know this thing is coming. And so it could be that too.
Right.
Because I go through the same thing. Where you
like
said,
you just know.
Yeah, like you're like, I don't know why I'm emotional in the fall.
Mm-hmm.
It could be because fall was when this really hard thing happened.
Yeah, and I've always had that sense about mm-hmm. fall.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
you know, when in my 20s, way before my father passed. So
oh.
it's just I'm a spring summer girl.
You're like, I just don't like it.
Right.
I mean,
I'm good right here.
It's not right.
So one of our listeners asked a really good question about, you know, is the fall kind of like a catalyst for your spring? You know, is it like your way to kind of mm-hmm. prepare yourself to jump back into things?
Maybe fall can be that like reflection period
mm-hmm.
where you can kind of set yourself up and because fall is when the year is kind of coming to an end.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're like, wow, I'm really thinking about everything right now.
Mm-hmm.
And so that time can be kind of rejuvenating to prepare yourself for what's to come.
Mm-hmm.
Like a new year is on its way, new seasons are on the way, new opportunities.
You know, both fall and spring for me are change.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like fall is I'm changing, but I'm about to be dormant for a little bit. And spring's like I'm changing, I'm about to be outside.
Yeah.
You know,
like
and so it's
off.
Kind of like,
right.
you know, you get to experience both extremes, you know, being dormant and then also just being like super outside and,
mm-hmm.
and vibrant. But both represent, like, change.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's time for things to change.
And that's a wrap for our episode. If you like what you heard, subscribe, rate us on Apple Podcasts, and tune in every Friday for your dose of When Magic Happens.
Follow us on Instagram at When Magic Happens Podcast.
Don't miss out on the latest and greatest from your When Magic Happens family. Subscribe to our newsletter, the perfect companion to this podcast, at wbez.org/newsletters. You can find me, Jennifer Shea Love Long, on Instagram at Being Shea Love.
You can find me, Taylor Coward, on Instagram at Taylor Coward Online.
And you can find me, Cheryl Jackson, on socials at Cheryl Jackson. That's Cheryl with an E. We love to hear from you, our magical listeners. Our email address is magic@wbez.org. Send us anything.
When Magic Happens is a production of WBEZ Chicago and a part of the NPR Podcast Network. Our truly magical producer is Brianna Garrett. Brendan Banaszak is our executive producer. Tracy Brown is chief content officer. Production assistance by Justin Bull and engineering by Maria Lopez. See y'all next week.
You can find me, Jennifer Shea Love Long, soon to be Bowers, on
Instagram. Bowers. Heads up.
This is FYI. So funny.